بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There are moments in our lives wherein whatever a person asks for is accepted. إن لله ألطافا خفية ألا فتأردوا إليها. In one of the khutbas that we heard, the Jummah khutbas in Medina Munawwara about 2 weeks ago, the Imam had recited this, Lillahi altafan khafiyya. Allah Ta'ala has some very special moments. Sometimes in the day, sometimes at night. But they are very, very special moments, very great moments, very auspicious moments. All that is required of us is we brace ourselves for those moments. And in those moments, Allah Ta'ala issues a command that whatever the servant asks for, grant it to him. Whoever it is, wherever he is, but whatever he is asking for, then grant it to him. Now, this moment can be at any time of the day, night. And an easy way, one easy way to guarantee ourselves that we get something from those moments. Obviously, it's difficult for really all of us to be awake 24/7, right? But what we can do is, now that we have got just about 7 days, Allah Ta'ala willing, for the end of Ramadan, then we have a small group, 3 of us or 2 of us, and we take shifts. One for the first 8 hours, second for the next 8. And as we have it, that when anything is done in partnership, then every partner is entitled to the fruit, to the returns, and every partner gets some share. So now that we are a small group, 2 or 3, and then one person amongst ourselves is engaged in some work, some zikr, tilawat, Quran Sharif, tamaz, dua. So whatever he's going to be asking for, then all the 3 will be having their shares. So it's just a simple procedure that one in the 3 is active. And this, with a little bit of ponderance and reflection, this was the way of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. If you were to see his Mubarak house, then there was someone that was engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. If it was him, if it was not him, then it was his wife. Not his wife, then there was someone else in the house, and they took share, their own times, and they engaged in some remembrance, some form of remembrance. So this should be a continuous thing for the whole year, because we cannot say, any one of us cannot say that we aren't needy of the blessings of Allah Ta'ala. The bigger blessings, the smaller blessings, every type of blessing we are in need of. A small little vein or an artery just gets blocked or just gets suppressed. What happens to this huge man? One artery, one vein, just gets pressed. Some doctor was explaining that there are some veins that are thinner than a hair. But that thing just goes, if it's just suppressed, then sometimes your whole body can't function, you can't move. Everything is functioning, that one vein just got pressed a little bit. And it was so small, thinner than an artery, thinner than a hair, that thing got suppressed and your whole body can't function. So how dependent aren't we of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the simple way is we implore the assistance of Allah ta'ala, His protection, His security, His help at any time, any given time. We look at the complexity of problems in this day. A small little problem small argument or a fight, and it costs him millions of rands. He has to go to and fro to court. Small little problem took place, fight took place, and then that cost him so much. So things have become very much complicated, very, very difficult, compounded, and how much the need is to keep on asking Allah Ta'ala, begging Allah Ta'ala. At no time, man should be thinking that he is independent. To show an attitude really is not on. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Man shows an attitude when he sees himself to be self-sufficient. I am quite secure, I am sound, I don't need anything, I don't need anybody. So he feels too overconfident of himself. And this feeling of overconfidence really is not like Allah Ta'ala. To think too much of yourself, I have got this, I am secure, I am sound, I can do things. In a second, Allah Ta'ala can change things out. So the right way, the correct way, and the only way is to turn to Him. With the feeling of dependence. I was reading an article that you make dua to Allah Ta'ala, for example, for Rosie. Right? And then you have the verse of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala has taken responsibility of Rosie. Right? Sustenance, Allah Ta'ala has taken. But Allah Ta'ala Himself asks us that we must ask Him, beg of Him. Ud'uni astajib lakum. So then, when He's taken responsibility, it's decreed for us that we want to get that rosy, then what is the need for us to implore and beg Him? Because He's already taken it on Himself. Some people get into a hal, to a frame of mind, that they just assign the affairs entirely to Allah Ta'ala. Right? So they don't see the need to get into dua. One person had come to a masjid, pious person, righteous person, and after the namaz, the imam saw this person pious, and outwardly it seemed that he wasn't doing any job. So he went up to him and asked him, "What are you doing for a living?" So before he could answer the question, he repeated that Asr Namaz, and then he answered him. So this person says, "Now, you know, I had one question, I got two questions to ask. One was, what do you do for a living? And number two, what was the need for you to repeat your Namaz?" So he says, "All right, let me give you one answer. Perhaps that one answer will suffice for both your questions. You see, when you asked that what do you do for a living, then I doubted in my mind that do you believe in the Quran? Quran is saying, مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah Ta'ala has taken the onus of providing sustenance. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ نَحْنَ رَزُقُكَ. We don't ask you to provide sustenance, we provide. So I was in doubt whether you believe in the Quran or not, and therefore I had to repeat my namaz. Another person says, again, it's a spiritual state of mind, and he doesn't see the need to exert himself for Rosie. So they asked him, "Bhai, you don't exert yourself, doing very little work, minimal work, you're getting your things done, but you don't see the need to exert yourself. What's your problem?" So he says, "Ad-diyafatu thalathatu ayyamin." The hadith says that when you're extending hospitality, person comes to your home, it's your duty to extend the hospitality for 3 days. So I, coming to this earth, I am the guest of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the host, and he's promised that he's going to provide. And again, the Nabi says that the hospitality must be for 3 days. So 1 day in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is Kalfi sanatin, 1,000 years. So I'm covered now. What do I need to stress about? Coming back to the point now, that on the one end, we are asked to implore Allah Ta'ala, ask Him for His favors, ask for everything, every need of ours, small, big, whatever type of need. But on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala has taken it on Himself to provide. But then why did Allah ask us to ask Him? So the reason is, iftiqar aur apni ihtiyaj ko batane ke liye, to show Allah Ta'ala that we are helpless, we are absolutely in need. Not that Allah Ta'ala will not give, you're going to ask and He'll give, and you're not going to ask, He will not give, not to be in doubt, or He's going to give. But as a servant, as a slave, you are required to beg of Him all the time to show your need. What that means, that you must show your need, in other words, don't show an attitude, show need. Khuda Ta'ala ke samne istighna na barto. Don't you show an attitude to yourself, amongst people, whichever situation you are, but don't show an attitude. You don't know when Allah Ta'ala can just change things around. You seem to be intelligent, you seem to be moving, progressing. And how long does it take Allah Ta'ala to just change things around? In a moment, in a second, Allah Ta'ala can just change. Recently, I saw a person. So I knew the person, and I knew the family, and I knew the wealth that he was sitting in. At the time, so wealthy, I think I hardly seen a person as wealthy as him. So wealthy, so wealthy. But then, within a few years, within a period of about 25, 30 years, and now the poor chap, he came to me one day, sitting in the office, and he says, Mawlana, please. Now, I knew him to be in Durban, about the richest persons, richest families, the five most richest families. He came here personally. He said, Mawlana, a job, even if it's for 4,000 men a month. From where he was, what they were, and within 30 years, and then there's a whole turnaround. Now he's asking, Mawlana, please, a job, even if it's for 4,000 men, and prepare to do it. So how Allah Ta'ala can change, when Allah Ta'ala can change. So this independence, this attitude, we don't show it at all. Not to people, not to Allah Ta'ala. He is in charge of the tap. He can open it, he can tighten it, he can leave it at average, he can leave it dripping. That is His hands. So our deed, we do our work and He will do His work. His work is to provide. But your work and my work is to show dependence, Allah Ta'ala. You know, after we eat, and we say, one of the masnoon du'as. Let me explain two masnoon du'as. Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amani hadha, wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlim wa la quwwa. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min thambihi wa ma ta'akhar. We are sitting here, we want all of our sins to be forgiven. Sins of the past, but we want a forward cover also. Don't we want a forward cover? For the future as well. So this dua, after we have eaten, and we attribute the whole meal to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, you have provided. At-amani hadha wa razaqan. You have provided everything, the water, the drink, the food. Allah Ta'ala is yours. You have provided. From the heart we need to say it. Allah, it's yours. You have provided. In غير حول منا ولا قوة. It wasn't our effort. It wasn't our acumen. It wasn't our how sharp and how smart we were. No, Allah, it was you that provided. In غير حول منا ولا قوة. It wasn't our striving. It wasn't our strength. It wasn't our how smart and how beautiful, how smart and how sharp we were. But purely Allah is yours. With a little bit of a reflection on the meaning and see what a change makes in our lives. Allah, it was yours. Came from you purely, entirely. So we really appreciate this, Allah Ta'ala. So the reward that you get for making this dua is all your past and future, everything is covered. That's what you want in life. You want a clean sheet. Don't you want a clean sheet? Yeah? Coming to the immigrations, this world, you want a clean sheet. And if they detain you just for 2 hours, how miserable don't you feel? Just 2 hours. Yeah? And they detain you for a day, then you feel like a prisoner. Yeah? You feel so embarrassed and disgraced. Yeah? So, one easy way to get our sins and our gunas all cleaned up past and future, everything. Another dua, again after eating. Alhamdulillahi alladhi Alhamdulillah hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi ghayra makfin wala muwadda'in wala mustaghnan anhu rabbana. Again we're showing dependence. This is what Allah Pak likes. That at any given time we show him our dependence. غَيْرَ مَكْفِيٍ وَلَا مُوَدَّعٍ وَلَا مُسْتَغْنًا عَنْهُ رَبَّنَا. Dependence we need to show for Allah all the time. Don't show this attitude, not in our own, not amongst people, not before Allah Ta'ala. Don't. Allah Ta'ala, it's yours, it's your blessings. Allah Ta'ala, we are really thankful to you, we're appreciative, we praise you, Allah Ta'ala. Everything comes from you. Don't move this away from us. Sahaba Ikram say, I'll come back to this dua. Sahaba Ikram say that we were returning from one jihad. And as we approached Medina Munawwara, someone began to make zikr a little bit loudly. Loudly shouting. One is to make it audibly, that you can hear, people around can hear. And one is to shout, like how you're going to give azan. So there'll be some discourages. You don't have to shout. You can give, say, you can make the zikr a little loudly. You can hear, others can enjoy as well. But you don't have to shout with zikr. Because innakum tad'una, the one that you're calling, is not far away at a distance. He's not deaf, nor is he far. What was the need for you to shout like this? You're going to shout, then you're going to lose the spirit of the dua. You lose the spirit of zikr. But you're going to talk, when you speak to Allah Ta'ala moderately, in a moderate voice, then there is concentration, there is focus on the meaning, and your mind is identifying what you're reading. You're shouting, you took everything out. All that emotion that you had, you took out. So there was nothing left for the meaning, reflection, nothing. Then Nabi Sam explained to the Sahabi, must I show you something from the treasures of Jannat. Treasures, special treasures of Jannat. From the throne of Allah Ta'ala. Something, I'm showing you something from the treasures. We want treasure. We want to be treasured. We want that. So he says to him, a simple dua, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What a simple dua, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That whatever good we have, good, gain, and guard, right? What we gain is from Allah Ta'ala. We guard ourselves against anything from Allah Ta'ala. So the gain and the guard is from Allah Ta'ala. The gains also from Allah Ta'ala. And what we need to guard ourselves from wrong, problems, difficulties, etc. This also comes from Allah Ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You're entering your business. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You want the gain and you want it to be guarded. Just before our ease, I just said the two words, gain and guard. You want the business, you want a gain, and you want a guard. Don't you want a guard? Don't you want a gain? Entering it, say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, Allah from you. The gain is from you. The guard and protection is from you. You come into your children and home, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Allah is from you. I need the gain, and I need the guard. Now you'll say, I got four children now, I don't need any gain. Hey, what's wrong? The more the merrier. If you can make a soccer team, you can at least play, man. Now before, you can't play an ordinary match, you can't play. This idea of just restricting children, I think it was scrapped, that idea. They tried it out in China, and I think failed. They can't find workers. So they reverse the whole law. So this gain and guard, and an easy way to get that, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What a simple dua to avert problems. In Kanpur, many years ago, 80, 90 years ago, people were struck with some problem. But the Mahathir Rahmat said, don't speak against the government, don't take out julusku, protest marches. You don't need to do all this. Because you feel that the leaders and the rulers, they do things, right? But the leaders and the rulers, their hearts is in whose control? Their hearts also are in the control of Allah. You're blaming that person or whoever. But his heart, in whose control is his heart? Or her heart, in whose control? It's in Allah Ta'ala's heart. It's Allah Ta'ala's hands. He controls. مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ He controls. So why don't you turn to him? He controls the hearts. So if you are in good terms with Allah Ta'ala, you're obedient, you are listening to him, you are loving him, you are respecting him, you are obedient to him, then he will turn their hearts favorably towards you. But if you are not obeying him, whether openly, whether secretly, whichever way, but somewhere down the line you're not playing the game, so he will turn their hearts against you. It's your ruler, it's the person that's above you, or the person that's below you, but he's not playing the game, or she's not playing the game. But now you're blaming her, blaming him, and blaming everybody else, trying to take out a protest march, and whatever else, boycotting, striking, all that. But you need to look at it that the hearts are in the control of Allah Ta'ala. He will turn it favorably, they will begin to like you. He will turn it against you, against them, then they will begin to dislike you. So why don't you ask him? Why don't you go to the source? In business, aren't we intelligent, right? We see on jacket now, it's coming, and it's a fashion, latest fashion, going for 10,000 rands, right? So, a brilliant businessman, he wants to see where the source, where it's coming from. Rather than getting it via, let's go see who's the source, and get it there direct. So again, we need to see the source. Who's controlling? That person there in position is just a puppet. He's taking instructions from above. So now you go above and get the relationship right above. Once you got the relationship, then he'll make everything work. So Muar Rahmatullah explained them in Kanpur that I suggest that you'll say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah at least 500 times a day. So they got together. So now we must say this. We've seen problems and difficulties. La hawla wa la quwwata. They started off. It says not even 2 weeks passed, all the problems were ended. But with that yaqeen, that conviction, that it is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, he will make things work. So coming back to this dua after eating, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'aman hamdan kathiran tayyiban, ghayra makfiin wala mustaghnan wala muwadda'in anhu rabbana. Because you have eaten and you are talking to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala ghayra makfiin. For the time being, we have left this food, but we cannot say that we won't need this food. The small need of yours also we'll need it just now again. Just now the next meal and we'll need it. The next meal and we'll need it. A small thing. Maybe just the salt. But can you be independent of the salt? Can't eat that food without the salt. Maybe you want to have something sweet and there's no sugar. Small little ingredient. But how dependent you are of that. So ghayra makfiin, whatever small or big favor of yours, at no time am I independent. I've left it now because my system can only manage this much. I've left it. But I'm not saying that I'm showing any type of independence. Attitude, no, I'll need this again. Ghayra makfiin, wala muwadda, you're not leaving it out. Wala mustaghnan anhu rabbana. We don't want to show any type of independence. We will need it. We needed it just now. In a few hours, we will need it again. So how simple and how practical these du'as are, how positive, how powerful, dynamic these du'as are. Small words, but so much they carry, so much they have, they contain within themselves. Learn these du'as, recite these du'as, teach these du'as to our children. Small little du'as, but they learn this. They going out in the world with so much of trials, so much of challenges, and they covered with du'a. Leaving the house, reading dua. Coming to the house, they're making some dua, right? They know those duas. Going to the toilet, they're making some dua. Going to sleep, they're making some dua. Muazzaid just read one dua now. Nauzubika min munkaratil akhlaqi wal amali wal ahwai wal adwa. What a powerful dua it is. Very great dua. All of us should learn it. Allah Ta'ala, we ask your protection from evil manners, evil character. I don't present myself correctly at the function amongst people in the house, but I don't show myself correctly. Bad manners, I'm impolite, I'm aggressive, no manners. Small things are told to me and I just lose myself, I lose control. My eyes, I have no control of my eyes. My tongue, I have no control of my tongue. Everything just manipulates me. If it's a social media, it just manipulates me. I become, in a second, the social media I'm exposed to, and it just turns me around. Today, one person was here, Mulana, and he left. So he greeted me as he left. And he says he came here about 3 years ago, and I spoke about the social media and the wrong that it's causing, the shaitan, the dissension it's creating, the separation, the division that it's creating amongst people, etc. So he says, I left it out. And his actual words, when I left it out, I found a lot of sukoon in my life. I found a lot of peace. But I asked him, just explain yourself, that I can share it with other friends as well. So he says, now I've got this thing here, social media, and there are so many groups in it. One group is inviting me and is posting messages to me. I'm getting caught in one message, and then the other message, and the third message. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. I left the thing out, and I'm at total ease. So I'm so peaceful, and I can't describe the type of happiness that I'm going through when I left it out. So this shaitan that is attracting us from the recitation of the Quran Sharif, zikr, etc. Instead of making zikr, now we're looking at these things here. And the information that is contained there, we don't know if it's true or wrong. We don't know about it. Whether it's beneficial or not beneficial, we don't know. So it's complicating that life. So just cut the thing off. Those things that are drifting us away from Allah Ta'ala, from His pleasure, from His remembrance. It's jumping into the car, going to the house. Instead of getting into these things here, then the adwas to be recited. The istalim to be done. Now we are doing it, our children are doing it. Your child is sitting before you, he's talking to you, and you want some attention, and he's looking at his media, social media, what messages he's received and what he needs to post. Is there any respect in that? The home is bereft of respect, muhabbat, type of love that we need to show to our children and they need to show to us. I think the whole thing is getting destroyed. Everything is just falling apart. But what is it? This thing, this is the thing. He needs to show respect to his parents, his elders, and he's just glued to that stuff. Not showing respect to his elder. How does his father feel? How does the mother feel? And what happens to the heart of that mother at that time? How broken she feels that I need this child's attention, and this child is not interested in me. He's more worried about this thing here. So really this has created a great menace, great problem in our minds, in our homes. So what we're supposed to be doing is two things, is du'as for the respective occasions, coming to the masjid, getting into the home, getting into the business place, getting into the car. So we are guarded by Allah Ta'ala. Man leaves his house and he says, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah Ta'ala, I trust in you. And there can be no power, no ability to do, no, you can't gain, nor can you guard yourself without the power of Allah Ta'ala. And then the shaitan, they say to themselves, how are you going to have any type of access against a person who has come into the protection of Allah Ta'ala? Wuqita, he is protected. Hudita, he is guided. You have no access over him. Such simple du'as, but so dynamic meanings. The child is going to school, madrasa, and we are teaching him this du'as. He's leaving the name of Allah Ta'ala, the protection of Allah Ta'ala, assistance of Allah Ta'ala. He's not getting influenced by any wrong influence as he goes out. As he's coming into the house, he's reading a du'a again. Again, there's love in the house between the wife and the husband, between the children and the siblings, between the parents and their children. So there is muhabbat. But that is provided we are teaching them this du'as. Now, we get this du'a kitab. Ismail has prepared Hizbul Azam, the translation. And then du'as for the respective occasions. This occasion, what du'a is supposed to be reading? At a marriage, nikah, and the new bride, what du'a we're supposed to be giving him? So we give them this du'as. You don't know which person's du'a will just strike. And it may be just 1 minute, but you struck the right moment, uski zindagi ban gayi. His whole life is covered. But can't we do this? Can't we replace our homes with this du'a and kitab reading instead of the social media that has created a devastation in the house? Stink and stench in the house is brought. So one is the du'a for the respective occasion, and one is this ta'lim, fazail amal, fazail sadaqat, fazail durud sharif, best is ever, every day. It gives us a direction, this is what we need to, how to lead our lives. Otherwise, the social media will become the imam, that thing will begin to give us guidance, direction. So we need to make Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Sassan and the righteous people to guide us, not these things. We don't need these things to come and give us guidance, dispense guidance to us. So we make tawbah this night and ask Allah Ta'ala's protection from all these evil elements that are distracting us. Those things that will bring us back onto cause, we beg Allah Ta'ala's assistance to bring us. And the thing that will help us is this masnoon du'as. Du'as that came from the Mubarak lips of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There can't be anything greater, brothers. Have that yaqeen that came from his lips. There can't be anything greater. The du'a is a miracle. The words, the choice of his words are a miracle. As they applied 1400 years ago, they're applicable today as well. So it's a miracle. Every word is a miracle. So we appreciate the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then the teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the teaching of the Sahaba Ikram, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's command. In this kitab you will find it, Talim Kitab, Fazail, Amal, Sadaqat, etc. You'll find it. Just 15-20 minutes in the morning and evening. I know numerous women phone me and tell me, the day we do these kitabs, we see so much of peace in the house. There's a direction in the house. There's understanding in the house. There's adab in the house. But the day we don't do it, then something goes wrong. So we want protection against the evil elements, shaitan, jadu, etc. The start of these duas and this talim. And may Allah Ta'ala make our homes of peace, love, understanding, that there is some respect between the small and the big. The big are showing respect and love to the small. Small are showing respect towards the elders. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.
Mawlana Zahir Kareem is requested to come to the front and make the dua.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به, ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به, واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا, أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعافية, اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة, والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك تمام العافية, ونسألك دوام العافية, ونسألك الشكر على العافية, ونسألك الغنى عن الناس. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا, وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان, واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ربنا توفنا مسلمين, والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين خير خزايا ولا مفتونين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك, وتحول عافيتك, وفجاءة نقمتك, وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء, ودرك الشقاء, وسوء القضاء, وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من منكرات الأخلاق والأعمال والأهواء والأدواء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون, ومن الجذام, ومن سيء الأسقام. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن, ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل, ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل, ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اے پاک پروردگار, ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہمارے خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما. یا اللہ, ہم گنہگار ہے, سیاہکار ہے, خطاکار ہے, مجرم ہے, محض اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او اللہ, forgive all our sins, forgive the sins of our parents, forgive the sins of our wives and children, forgive the sins of our families and relatives, forgive the sins of our asatidha and mashayikh. Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are covered from head to toe with sins. Oh Allah, our sins have covered our hearts. The darkness has engulfed over our hearts to such an extent that we cannot even see our own weaknesses. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to cry over our sins before we pass away. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to rectify our hearts, to rectify our condition before we meet you. Make it such that we leave this world with a qalb salim, a heart that is completely clean and a heart that is completely pure, and we meet you in this condition. Allahumma tahhir qulubana min al-nifaq. Oh Allah, cleanse our hearts from hypocrisy. Wa amalana min al-riya, and our actions from show. Wa al-sinatana min al-kadhib. Oh Allah, cleanse our tongues from lies. Wa ayunana min al-khiyana. Oh Allah, cleanse our eyes from deception and misuse. فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْآيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Oh Allah, bless us with all the good qualities and all good sifat and all the akhlaqi hamida. Allah, bless us with sincerity. Allah, bless us with taqwa. Bless us with your love and the love of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for the sunnah. Oh Allah, bless us with all good qualities. Bless us with humility. Allah, bless us with the treasure of contentment. Allah, bless us with shukr, as we supposed to show the shukr, like the shukr of the Anbiya alayhimus salam, and the shukr of the pious sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the pious awliya. Allah, bless us with all these beautiful qualities. Allah, remove our heart from all the filth and dirt. Allah, remove pride and ostentation and love for this dunya, love for position and possession. Allah, purify our hearts. Oh Allah, bless us with all the good of this world and the year after. Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat, of your fazl, of barakat. Allah, open the floodgates of halal risk. Allah, assist everyone that is in difficulty, everyone that is going through any hardship. Ya Wahhab, wa hablana min ni'mati dunya wal akhirah. Allah, you are the best of givers and you are the best of gifters. Oh Allah, bless us with the choicest gifts. Allahumma atina afdala ma tu'ti ibadaka as-salihin. The choicest gifts that you give to your pious servants. Allah, your gifts are such that no money can purchase. Allah bless us with these choicest gifts. Allah bless us, we are not deserving, we are not worthy of it. Only out of your fazl and karam and grace. Allah, out of your grace and your mercy, have mercy on us on this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak gathering. Allah bless us with the favors of this dunya. Allah bless us with the bounties of the dunya and the year after. Save us from all the evils and all the hardships of this dunya and difficulties. Allah bless us with lives of afiyat. Allah bless us with the moat of afiyat. Allah enter us into Jannah with afiyat. Make it easy for us, O Allah, all the difficult phases that are coming ahead of us. Allah make the sakarat of death easy for us. Allah bless us with iman at the time of maut. Allah make all the phases after death easy for us. And O Allah, enter us into Jannah without any reckoning. Ya Allah, humme se jo makruz hai, uske qarz ki adaigi ke sabil peda farma. Allah, those who are in difficulties, those who are in constraints, those who are going through financial hardships, Allah, you feed billions and billions of your creation. Allah, you never forgot the smallest and tiniest of creatures, the ants and the worms. Allah, open the floodgates of your rozi and risk for us. Halal rozi, O Allah. Those who are going through financial constraints, Allah, open the doors for them. Open the doors of risk for them. Open the doors of barakat for them. The doors of afiyat for them. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wa nifaq. Allah, we seek your protection against disunity, Allah. Allah, create unity in our hearts. Unity in the hearts of husbands and wives. Unity in the hearts of families. Allah, create unity amongst the ulama. Create unity amongst the people that are doing the different works of deen. Allah, you bless us with this unity. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wa nifaq wa su'il akhlaq. Allah, save us from bad character. Allah, save us from disrespect. Bless us with this quality of adab. Allah, bless us with respect for our elders, respect for our parents, respect for our asatiza, respect for our mashayikh. Allah, save us from every form of zulm and oppression. Allah, let it not be that at any point in our lives we're ever zalim and we ever oppress anyone. And Allah, if it ever does happen, give us the tawfiq to immediately ask for forgiveness and rectify the situation. Ya Allah, humme se jo bimar hai, usko shifai kamila, ajila, mustamira, nasib farma. Allah, who is sick and ailing, who is suffering with any sickness, Allah, grant him complete shifa. Allah, protect us from all forms of sicknesses. Allah, in the future also, protect the person from all types of sickness, grant shifa, and protect us from all forms of sicknesses. Allahumma la shifa illa shifa'uk. Allah, there's no other form of shifa but your shifa. Allah, bless us with shifa. Allah, humme se jo kisi pareshani mein hai, uski pareshani ko dur farma. Those who are in any difficulty, Allah, those who are going through any hardships, ya Allah, the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the world, those who are going through any difficulties, Allah, remove all the difficulties. Allah, bless them with afiyat. Allah, bless them with ease. Allah, bless them with comfort. Allah, bless them with safety and security. Ya aman al-khaifin. There are people who cannot sleep because of fear. People that are living their lives in fear. They're living their lives with phobias. Allah, remove all these phobias. Remove all the fear. Allah, remove all the depression. Allah, remove all the anxiety. Allah, bless them with peace. Bless them with security. Bless them with safety. A feeling of happiness and tranquility. Allah, bless us with all the good of this world and all the good of the year after. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever good he asked for his ummah, Ya Allah, bless us with all that good. Ya Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever evil he sought protection from, Allah, protect us from all that evil and all that mischief. Ya Allah, amongst us, those who have reached the age of marriage, Allah, bless them with suitable and pious partners. Those who are desirous of children, Allah, bless them with pious children. Those who have got children, but their children are disobedient to them, Allah, change the hearts of their children and make their children obedient. Make them a means of coolness of their eyes. Allah, bless us with all the good. Allah, whoever has got whatever desires in his heart, Allah, you are well aware of all the desires that are in our hearts. Fulfill the desires in the hearts of the permissible desires in the hearts of every single one of us. Allah, those who have asked for du'as, those who have requested for du'as, or those who anticipate making du'a for them, Allah, forgive them sins. Allah, fulfill all their jais needs and all their jais desires. Allah, bless them with the good of this world and the good of the year after, the good fortune of this world and the good fortune of the year after. Ya Allah, our parents, those who are living, bless them with long life, with good health. Allah, bless them, give them the best of rewards, give them the best life in this world and the best life of the year after. Those who have passed on, Ya Allah, forgive them, Allah, give them the highest status in Jannah, protect them from the azab of the qabr. Allah,
those of our mashayikh who have passed on. Allah fulfill their qabrs with noor. Allah give them the highest rewards on our behalf. Allah Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bless him with the greatest reward. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Anbiya alayhimu salam, Aimae mujtahideen, Muhaddiseen, Mufassireen, Fuqaha, all those great ulama and luminaries who are a means of deen reaching us and us getting our knowledge. Allah bless them with the highest rewards. Allah bless them with the highest status in Jannat. Allah reward them on our behalf with the greatest and the best of rewards. Allah please them on our behalf. Oh Allah, have mercy on them, and Allah give them the highest of rewards and the highest of status in Jannat. Oh Allah, whatever dua we asked for, whatever dua we made, oh Allah, you bless us with that. That which we could not ask for, we forgot to ask, Allah also bless us with that. Bless it to us, our families, our children, our progenies, and the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kulli ajilihi wa ajili ma'alimna minhu wa ma'alam na'alam wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kulli ajilihi wa ajili ma'alimna minhu wa ma'alam na'alam. Allahumma inna نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد